Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about hyphenation. I'll help you improve your punctuation skills by explaining hyphenation. Are hyphens causing havoc on your humanities paper? Have dashes destroyed your dissertation? Don't let punctuation puzzle you any longer. I'm here to help. The hyphen. What is it and when is it used? A hyphen is most commonly used to split up single words or combine words that ordinarily would be separated. The hyphen shouldn't be confused with the N dash or the M dash. We'll discuss dashes later, but for now, let's concentrate on the hyphen. Proper hyphenation practices. Our editors have come across some creative, albeit incorrect, hyphen placement while providing their professional editing and proofreading services. To help keep things clear, here are some examples of how to use a hyphen properly. Number 1. To make a two-word adjective. If you are writing about pollution caused by automobiles, you may write automobile-related pollution with a hyphen between automobile and related. It can be seen that both the words automobile and related describe the kind of pollution, so they function as one adjective, and therefore should be hyphenated. Number 2. With some compound nouns. Words such as add on and get together are hyphenated. These words should not be confused with verbs. An add on is a thing, so a noun, added to something else. And a synonym for get together would be party. Number 3. Prefixes. Generally, American English tends toward the omission of the hyphen when it comes to prefixes. Readjust or midline, for example. While British English tends towards the hyphenation in the case of prefixes, preschool, for example. However, there are no hard and fast rules. The best advice is to be consistent throughout your documents and refer to a particular style guide such as MLA, APA, or Chicago. There is one exception to this rule. A hyphen is mandatory in both American and British English when a prefix is applied to an adjective that is capitalized. So, un-American or anti-Christian would both have hyphens. Number 4. To imply spelling. If you want to imply the spelling of a word, you may want to use hyphens. For example, the word scribendi is spelled S-C-R-I-B-N-D-I. When writing this out, you would put a hyphen between each letter. Number 5. Understanding the N dash. We have written a comprehensive article about N dash and M dash, but for a quick review, remember to use the N dash in the following ways. To indicate ranges. If you want to show a range of values, use an N dash. To contrast values or illustrate the relationship between two things. Use an N dash if you are discussing the scores of a game or if you are writing about a mother-daughter relationship. Know when to use the M dash. Use the M dash in the following ways. To indicate a parenthetical thought. If you want to indicate a thought, one that doesn't fit grammatically into the sentence you are writing, you may use an M dash. However, please note that this technique should be used sparingly, as too many thoughts that require M dashes or brackets can occlude your meaning. To indicate that a sentence is unfinished or interrupted. This is usually used in dialogue. Lastly, it should also be noted that some fonts, such as Courier, do not produce these dashes. In this case, two hyphens or three hyphens will generally be used for N or M dashes, respectively. We will help you handle hyphens. Still having trouble with hyphenation? Then submit your document for an English grammar check. Our editors will ensure that your punctuation is in proper order. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com. Because grammar matters.